Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, it's so great to have you on the podcast today. Our hope is that these few minutes, though they're brief, would be encouraging and helpful. And if you find them encouraging, if you don't mind, would you consider sharing them with somebody, spreading the word, giving them some encouragement today? Well, as I'm recording this, I recently read a devotional, and it's one of those moments that when you read something, you're like, man, this is the right word for the right time. One of the things that we've been talking about internally a lot is just the fact that people face so much pain. They face so much drama, and there's just so much junk. In fact, in one of the conversations I had today, we just went through a list of people that we know are facing really hard things. And so when I read this devotional, I thought, let me just pass this along today because it talks a lot about helping somebody else and even lessening their pain. Now, there's something interesting when it comes to both pain and joy. Whenever you share joy, what I think you find is that it often multiplies. That when you are happy about something, you're excited about it, and you share it with somebody else, it doubles it in your life. But what's interesting about pain is when you share it with somebody, the opposite thing happens. That when you share pain with somebody else, it's actually cut in half. And so when you think about it, and you think about the friends that you have that are going through a crisis, what they need is they need somebody that's a true friend that'll walk beside them, that will help carry the load and lessen their pain. Now, there's one distinction I do want to point out, that when you share somebody's pain, it's not the same thing as sympathy. Sympathy is great, but when it comes to sympathy, it's basically saying, I'm sorry you hurt. And people in the midst of pain, in the midst of the moment, people that you're walking with don't necessarily need that right now. What they need is they need empathy. Where sympathy says, I'm sorry that you hurt, empathy says, I hurt with you. Sympathy sometimes feels like it's distant, but empathy draws close. Do you know somebody that has empathy? Back when I served in the military, there was somebody I served with that was a giant of a man. He was big, strong, loud, but man, he was the kind of person that took steps towards you when you were hurting. I remember seeing him on occasion crying with somebody, helping to carry their pain. This is a fantastic form of love. Love not in the sense of I say I love you, but I show compassion that says I'll do anything I can to stop your hurt. When you look at the Bible, you see Jesus do this. You see Jesus over and over again moved with compassion. One of my favorite passages is Matthew 9, where Jesus saw the crowd and something turned inside of him. Jesus shared with people's hurt. And to stop other people's hurt in our lives, we need to be willing to do whatever we can to step into their life and to show compassion to them. Romans 12, verse 15 has a fantastic paraphrase that says this, laugh with your happy friends when they're happy, but share tears when they're down. This is one of the things that I think everybody needs a friend to do in their life. They need somebody that will show up. And that when they show up and they find out that there's something going on in their friend's life, they find out that they're sad, that they would just sit with them, that they would cry with them, that they would weep with those that weep. One of the things I'm convinced of is that friends don't need friends give them one-liners. They don't need advice all the time. They don't need somebody that's trying to explain away their pain. They don't need somebody that's going to give them big promises. They need somebody in their life today that would show up, maybe even shut up, and hurt with them. And when they do that, the pain begins to lessen and the compassion of Christ begins to grow. And so I want to encourage you today, maybe there's somebody that you could show up for today and help carry the pain with them. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.